wonders and wonders of His love.
Let's pray. Father, we love You. And tonight, Lord, we come to You asking Your blessing on this service. We don't have anyone in the auditorium. We have a sound man and a pianist and special music. And then, of course, Brother Palmer's here, and he's going to be preaching. But, Lord, we know that there's a lot of sickness at the house, a lot of our church members, and I pray that You'd be with them in a very special way. Some of them are sick. Some of them actually have COVID, but many of them are just being cautious. And so, Lord, I pray that You'd be with them. Be with Brother Palmer as he preaches. And I pray Your blessing on us the rest of the night. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, very good. Now listen, I'm going to give a few announcements. Then we're going to have a special song. And then Brother Glenn's going to be preaching. But the announcements are this. We are having online services from now until some further notice. Probably just another week. I know this coming Sunday. And listen for the one call. Because we're possibly even going to have Sunday school and then a regular church service in the morning and then an evening service and then the following Wednesday. If you've listened to your one call that we have sent out, and that's most of our church members, you know that Pastor Mark is still feeling pretty weak, but he is recuperating. And so again, in fairness to him, let's try just to pray for him and not call to check on him. If you have any questions, you can call, our church office or give me a call. I have been trying to keep in contact with him to make sure of what we're going to be doing in that. So I'm very excited. The Lord is working. I came down here last Sunday, and a lady started blowing her horn, and there's nobody there but me. And I was walking into the church, and she says, "Are you the pastor?" And I said, "No, I'm sorry, I'm not." I said, "As a matter of fact, our pastor has COVID, and he's not here." And she was saying, "Well, it's Christmas," and I was just wondering, you know how the story goes. And I said, "Well, ma'am," I said, "we can't do anything right now." And she says, "Did you say your pastor has COVID?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she goes, "What's his name?" And I said, "Well, it's Pastor Mark Brandon. It's right there on the marquee." And she looked at it and she goes, "Well, let's pray right now." And she just opened up in prayer. And then she stopped and she goes, "And what's your name?" And I told her my name. And she just kept right on praying then. And she drove off. And I said, that's what Christianity is, praying for others. And so let's keep our church family in prayer and those around us. I don't have any other announcements, so I'm going to let my wife and my daughter actually sing a special tonight. And then immediately when that's done, Brother Glenn's going to come up. He's going to preach, and then he's going to close in prayer when he's finished. All right? Thank you.
On the night Christ was born, just before break of morn, as the stars in the sky were fading, o'er the place where He lay fell a shadow cold and gray of a cross that would humble a king. Suffer in shame, He could feel every pain and sorrow, but He left paradise with His blood. He paid the price, my redemption to Jesus I owe. Upon Calvary, Jesus suffered my sin to forgive, or to die upon Calvary. He was wounded that I might live. From his throne Jesus came, laid aside heaven's fame, in exchange for the cross of Calvary. For my gain suffered loss, for my sin he bore the cross. He was wounded and I was set free. Dearest Lord, evermore may the cross I adore as I follow the path to Calvary. Of thy death I partake, my ambition I forsake. All my will I surrender to thee. Born to die upon Calvary, Jesus suffered my sin to forgive. Born to die upon Calvary, he was wounded that I might live.
Thank you, ladies, for that song. That's a beautiful song, talking about our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. I thank the Lord for allowing me to have this opportunity to get up and just share the events of that first Christmas and how that Christmas has impacted so many of our hearts. I think lots of times myself of different memories that we all might have of Christmas, of when it was special to us. And so this evening, I want to look with that idea, and as it says in Luke chapter 2, and Mary pondered these things in her heart. And we want to look at what the Christmas events, the Christmas narrative has meant to each and all of us in different times, of how really it's affected us in our matter, the matter of salvation. And a couple of just things that I was thinking about too. I remember in 1984, we had our first Christmas in England, and we're a little a 4 and a 6-year-old, and we went to visit my uncle and aunt there. There was a number of people gathered around, and they were making much of Charity and James. And then they fixed their meal and all making old, and said, "Kiddies, go ahead and eat. Kiddies, go ahead and eat." And Charity and James, they just sat there. And they said, "Well, kiddies, you can go ahead and eat. Is there something else you need?" And they just sat there. And finally we said, "I don't think they're going to eat right now." And they said, "Well, why?" Charity says, "Because we haven't prayed." And you know, when you think of things like this, it says, that's not a big thing. Well, it just happened this past Sunday morning. We went to a special Christmas program for children. And I had 3 of our grandchildren were in there. And 2, the older ones, they did a fantastic job with their memory verses and doing all the narrative of the first Christmas. Then the little one, she's 2 years old. The pastor got up to speak. And he did, and then he prayed. And he said, "Okay, let's pray." And here's little Eleanor, grasped her hands together, bowed her head, held her head down until the pastor said, "Amen." I think, what a wonderful thing. You say, "But that's something little." No, that shows you what Christmas does to the hearts and lives of people, if they're just willing to realize the events that took place there on that first Christmas morning and how it's affected not our lives, but the lives of people throughout the world since that time. One of our customs, too, has been to read the Christmas events in the Bible there from Luke chapter 2. Verses 1 through 20, and we're going to look at those too. You say, but I remember those. Well, we're going to look at them and be a little bit more careful, and then we're going to see what did it mean to Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, at that time, and the events that led up to it. But first, let's start with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, that you watch over and care for us. Father, we know that you love us each and every one because you are willing to send your only begotten Son into the world to redeem each and every one from their sins. So, Father, we want to thank you for that wonderful love and that working that you work in our hearts and lives. And, Father, those gracious truths are so real to each and every one. And, Father, we do pray for the many that have this COVID, Father, that you would help them to be able to draw near to you during this time. Help them, Father, to be strengthened in you, Lord Jesus, with all the ways going on in the world, Father, to put them aside and to think of what the true meaning of Christmas is, the true meaning of our Lord, our Savior, Christ Jesus. And, Father, that you will do a work in each and every one of our lives, Father. And, Father, for those that have lost loved ones, we think of a cousin who passed away this morning and pray that you'll comfort the Hart family there and others too, Lord. Our pastor and his wife who are having this dreaded disease, we pray, Father, that you will help him to be strengthened for his wife, Laura. Bless them, encourage them. The others in the family, Lord, family here in the church that have it, we pray that, Lord, you will soon help them to be over this, to be strengthened, Lord, worshiping you, being a wondrous testimony to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for these events. We look into your word, and I pray that you will just use me, Lord, as a servant, Father, to serve you. Father, we thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, we want to look here in the events of the Christmas story. Like I said, I like to read this. You say, well, I've read it many times. Let's read it slowly together in Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. How we thank the Lord for this portion of Scripture. And a few thoughts there in these verses I'd like to bring out too. Because when we begin to realize the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's very important for every person in the world. You said, well, only to Christians, to every person in the world. The wonders there, the testimony of the Word of God at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is our calendar began then. So every time someone writes down, signs the date, time on a letter, a check, a business deal, or anything, they're reminded of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. For that's when our calendar began. And I know people say, well, it might have been this year or the year, but the purpose of the calendar was to be the birth of the Christ. So how we thank the Lord that He has made this testimony available to everyone throughout the whole of the world. And when we think of Christmas, it should be the most important celebrations in our life. We say, oh, but when I got married, when I had my children, those are wonderful. But just to think of the celebrating of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, the Son of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, God Almighty coming in flesh to be born here upon in a sin-cursed world. And He's accomplished all of this, Lord, because of His great love and concern for each and every one of us. And as it says in verse 10 there, Christ came into the world, in verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not. The angel there is talking to the shepherds. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Do you celebrate Christmas with good tidings of great joy, reminding your family, your friends, your acquaintances of the wonders of Christmas, of what it's all about? In verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You say, well, why do I need a Savior? You need a Savior from your sins. I know I was talking to people. I have an aunt in England. I said, have you ever trusted Christ as your Savior? She said, what do you mean Savior? I said, to save you from your sins. And she was highly offended because there are no sinners in England. And you sure? She says, I'm not a sinner. Lady a bit older than me. She's still alive in her early 90s now. I keep thinking of, there are some people that say, I don't need a Savior. Everyone in the world needs a Savior. And this is the purpose for this Christmas time, to remind us a Savior came to be born into the world to redeem us of our sins. The tidings of great joy that we need to realize what God has done for us. For when He says in verse 13 and 14, or like the angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. You realize we call upon the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that has made all of this possible for us. And yet we have that opportunity. So why are we not praising God? Why are we not lifting up our hearts in prayer and in truth to what God has and is doing in our lives each and every day, and shown us through history these 2020 years, it's made it so real to each and every one. And the shepherds came to the manger. The shepherds, they heard, they were frightened, of course, at first, but they came to the manger to see these things that happened. And just like so many of us, we need to know, is this real? And it is. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is real. It's recorded in many ways in history. And so when it says here, the shepherds came to the manger in verse 17, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And verse 18, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. They had heard and seen the Christ child. Is he real to you in your life? And do you tell others the truth, the real and the truth of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you willing to tell people wherever you are, whatever they're doing, to say, Christ Jesus came into the world to pay for our sins. Let's praise his name. Let's uplift his name. Keep it before us day by day. Ponder these things in your heart as Mary did as well, because they are that uplifting that we need from our Lord day by day through each of our days of this life. And so we need to consider and keep it before you. Keep the events there. Picture them in your mind. Read through the scriptures. Look at them and how real they are, as these shepherds saw. These truths are real. These truths are those that we can be strengthened by day, the special memories we have of how that special time of realizing what Christmas was like, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how we came to realize that Christ came into the world to redeem me, and how I got down on my knees by my bed one night at 14 years old and asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, to forgive me of my sins, to save me. What a wonderful blessing. And these are events of history. These are events of the Christmas events. And then there in verse 19 is some thoughts I wanted to bring out here. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, when we think of Mary, we begin to realize she was the one that had just made this journey from Nazareth in Galilee, made the journey on the donkey all the way down to Bethlehem in Judea. Here, a harsh journey, and a lady with child, and waiting for the birth, and of course, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ there in Bethlehem, there in the manger. You say, well, what do you think about? Well, many of us have been in manger scenes. We've been in the places where cattle and horses and all eat and everything, and the hay, the straw. And you know, it's not the most comfortable place. But she was there, and she was there and willingly. How do we know she was willingly? Because when the Lord gave her the opportunity, when in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. He said 6 months, because Elizabeth, her cousin, was with child, which would be born John the Baptist, 6 months. And so she is gone from Nazareth of Galilee to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be, or greeting this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. You see, ever since sin entered into the world, there in Genesis chapter 3, God had promised that a Messiah, a Savior, would come to redeem mankind. And here you are blessed, Mary. And verse 32, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and is in the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Can you imagine being met there by the angel Gabriel with this announcement and the wonderful reply from Mary there? She said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Do you think that she maybe pondered these things there in the manger too during that difficult time? These thoughts going through her head. You know, I realize this is what happened. This is what happened. But what other events happened? Well, she went from there. She went to visit Zacharias and Elizabeth. In Luke 1, verse 40, it says, And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. When we look at this, here the Lord is saying, yes, this is real, and reminding Mary again, the events that were told you, these events, they are real, they are true. These are things that you can be assured of. You see, God wants to assure each and every one of us day by day of the truths of His Word, of the truths of Christmas. And then Mary, and I feel I hear the Spirit of God must have truly worked in her heart for this next section here in Luke 1:46-55, Mary's response to the Lord. We also call this the Magnificat. Much scripture is recorded here in these few verses. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. And he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me a great thing, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength in his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. This truly is a blessing there. For I would think that probably God the Holy Spirit brought these wonders to Mary. And here, while she's there in that manger with the Christ child and Joseph, these thoughts going through her heart, God saying, Yes, Mary, all of this is real. Mary, yes, I've come to redeem mankind. Yes, Mary. Think on these things. And as you think on these things, remind others, for I will in my word remind others to ponder these things in their heart to see how it matters to others. And of course, we realized then eight days after this, they went to the temple. and Simeon with a Christ child in the temple in chapter 2, verse 29 through 35. We read here of how this affected the people there around. So in Luke chapter 2, starting verse 29, we're reminded Simeon there in the temple. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salutation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. This has been prepared for all of mankind. This is not just something done lightly in a secret place, but all for mankind. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel, for all of mankind. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Verse 35, yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And when we look at this, I thought in my own self, maybe Mary and Joseph during these times had spoken about what would happen to Messiah from the scriptures, from the birth there in Isaiah chapter 7, and then going on to how this Christ child would redeem mankind. There he would be taken to a cross. Actually, he went of his own free will because he came into the world, born there in a manger, to redeem mankind. And there in John chapter 19, verse 25, as we see there the Lord Jesus looking down upon his mother from the cross and talking to the beloved disciple John to take his mother and care for her. We begin to realize when we think of the cross, we think also of the manger. When we think of the manger, we think of the cross. For all was completed there. And all was completed through the Lord Jesus Christ. He came that we might be redeemed. So when you consider Christmas, when you consider the birth there in the manger, don't look upon it as just a story that you're familiar with, but look upon it as the truth and think upon it. Ponder it in your heart. There may be many that have said, well, I've heard it time and time again. Well, have you responded? Have you truly responded by putting your faith, your truth, in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you asked him, the Redeemer of mankind, to come into the world, your heart, to come into your heart, to forgive you of your sins? He's paid that penalty. He's paid that debt for each and every one. Have you asked Christ to forgive you, to come in and to save you from your sin, that you might have eternal life and truly know the meaning of Christmas each and every day in your life? For the meaning of Christmas is real to each and every person throughout the world. So don't put off your faith in Christ Jesus. Keep it before you. And even at this point in time, just bow your head to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I do need my sins to be forgiven. I'm asking you to come into my heart, to forgive me of my sins, to redeem me, that I might be adopted into your family, that I might know through the death, the burial, and the resurrection that I am forgiven, I am a child of the King, that I have a home in heaven awaiting me at the end of this life. Father, I pray that if there are those that are considering these things, or have never truly understood the meaning of Christmas, have never thought upon the wondrous truths from the Word of God, that Father, you would speak mightily and work mightily in each heart and each life. Father, I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for the Spirit of God that works in each of our hearts and lives that know you as Savior. I want to thank you, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. I ask this evening, Father, that you will continue to keep the meaning of Christmas, the truths, the all fulfillment, alive and fresh in each and all hearts until you return. Father, we thank you now and ask you to bless your word, bless and encourage each one. Those that are listening, Father, and online, we pray that, Lord, you would draw each one closer to you. We know we live in troublesome times. All the things are going on, but Father, you are in control. And Father, even in our leaders, you're the one that sets them up and you're the one that takes them down. And so we trust in you. We look to you, Lord, for this Christmas time, for each and every day of our life. And that, Lord, your name would be uplifted and glorified, and that we would be proclaiming the truths, the glory and the glad tidings throughout the rest of our lives. Father in heaven, dismiss us with your love. For we thank you and praise you now in Jesus' precious name. And I'd like to just say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you there online. And I pray that you will have a blessed Christmas. And if for some this is their first Christmas of knowing Christ as Savior, glorify in the Lord. Thank you. Goodbye, and God bless.